Juneau city officials are appealing to late-night street artists to stop after another rainbow crosswalk appeared in a downtown neighborhood early Tuesday. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Another rainbow crosswalk appeared in a downtown neighborhood, this time by Cope Park. It didn't last long. That's because city manager Rory Watt said he'd given instructions
to treat this like any other vandalism or graffiti and paint it over.
This isn't a new issue. It's happened more than a half dozen times at one intersection on Gold Street above the state capitol. While city crews were painting over the latest rainbow crosswalk, Watt was penning an open letter addressed to late-night rainbow crosswalk painters, asking it to stop.
The truth of the matter is we've got, I think, 297 crosswalks in town. We do get sued regularly, and when people are driving, I want them to see a crosswalk and think, that's a crosswalk. I don't want to hit a pedestrian. I don't want them to be distracted and think, oh, that's a nice rainbow.
The open letter notes that rainbow crosswalks in other communities are done in collaboration with municipalities. It closes by encouraging the artist or artists to reach out to city staff to find a compromise. Earlier this month, city street crews posted digital cameras to deter the culprit from painting on Gold Street. Juneau Assemblyman Jesse Keel had been critical of the cameras. He said the city's latest attempt at dialogue is a good start.
I think we hit the zero tolerance approach last year, didn't work, and so now we've got this message from the city manager saying let's work together, let's figure something out.
Because street crews are bound to follow a uniform standard, white lines can't be embellished with colored paint.
If somebody covers up those white lines, we're going to have to put the white lines back. That is the law. But there's room between the white lines to work with the city.
It costs about $300 for the city to restripe a crosswalk. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.